Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys, and it's the Turkey Day special, as you might have determined. And you were live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, and we're talking Turkey Day. We talked a little bit about smoking one. We talked a little bit about deep frying one. I think everybody knows how to do the oven piece, right?
So, if not, your mom does.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the airwaves, and it's all turkey. And a big thank you to Christopher Columbus for discovering this place.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even know there was such a critter.
That's right.
I'd be stuck up in Scandinavia somewhere.
You know, I work at Standard Kitchens, and we're right in the center of the city of Grand Rapids. We're on Kalamazoo between Hall and Burton. It doesn't get any more center of the city than that. And there are turkeys running around our lumberyard. Big old toms with 6, 8, 10-inch beards. Man, it's crazy. These things are everywhere now. I mean, if they can live in the inner city of Grand Rapids, and it wasn't one or two, it's like a flock of them that are just urban turkeys, right? I wonder if people like pop one in their backyard and, you know, have fresh turkey.
Turban turkeys?
No, I don't know if they're turban. What do you mean by that?
Oh, did you say urban?
Urban, yeah. Or did I say turban? Well, I've never seen one with a hat on, so I think they're urban.
Okay.
Right.
So my wife makes turkey pot pie out of the leftovers.
Okay.
And
Wunderbar.
It's fantastic.
Right.
You might have had it before.
Well,
I don't know.
The part that to me that the biggest thing on a pot pie is the crust.
Well, she
gave us
this recipe, and we'll post the recipe on thegrillingguys.com. But I mean, I've never made it, so I don't really know. But I'm pretty sure she just cuts up the potatoes and the onions and the turkey and peas and carrots. Puts it in this mix, and I believe she puts a little turkey gravy in with it.
Okay. Well, something's got to make it wet.
Right. And yep. But you're absolutely right. The pie crust is everything.
Right.
I was trying to trick her into coming on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And telling us how to make it because she's a baker.
Right.
She loves baking things. So this is right up her sweet spot.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Or upper alley.
That's something that I've not perfected is baking. I can do a little, but not like that. Not like whip up your own dough and do all of that.
No.
Yeah.
No. I struggle with pizza crust.
Right.
Okay. So how about turkey quesadillas?
Yeah. That's a great use of the turkey.
Because you can get really sick of turkey. I'm not a big leftover guy.
Me either.
Maureen loves making a giant meal and then having it around for a year. So she
why is that,
cook.
Man? I know other people that like the leftovers more than fresh.
And, I do not.
And they'll go 2, 3, 4, 5 days.
No, there's nothing I can think of that's better as a leftover than it was fresh.
Right, right.
Turkey is definitely not one of them.
Right. Maybe chili. I think that the flavors marry the second day, but not beyond that.
Yeah.
Right?
Which we got to talk about
our
chili event coming up.
Right.
What I did was I cheated, and I took our turkey quesadilla recipe off thegrillingguys.com. All of our recipes are on our website, and it's just been revamped a little bit, so it navigates a little better. But just punch in the top right search bar, turkey or turkey quesadilla, if you can spell quesadilla. That's not so easy. But basically,
what is a dia anyway? Why would you buy them by the case?
I don't know. So you have to shred this turkey.
So how do you do that? I mean, are you just pulling it by
hand? Yeah. So what I just did that chicken the other night. I did the same thing because we love quesadillas in our house, and we love tacos. And so if you take your chicken or your turkey and you chop it up and you just cut it up into small pieces basically so you can manipulate it and put it on a flour tortilla – basically, because you don't want a big steak on it, right?
Right.
You want something malleable. So chop that up and chop up some pickled jalapenos or fresh, whatever you like.
Ooh, I love the pickled ones, though. They're not quite as hot, but boy, they've got a nice crunch and a wonderful flavor.
And then some cilantro, and I like the shredded pepper jack. If I can't find the shredded pepper jack, I'll just buy some pepper jack and shred it. Otherwise, just get some Monterey Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that shredded. And then the flour tortillas. I'm going to fry these things up in Old World Olive Company's garlic EBO.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love that on a shell.
Right. Yep.
I use garlic as my default. I mean, I do my eggs in butter, and I do everything else in garlic.
Right. Yeah. Can't be wrong.
That's really simple. Now, there's another cool thing I came up with a couple years ago, and it's, I think it's something I ripped off. It's a turkey egg roll.
There are no new recipes. You
no.
gotta rip them off from somewhere.
Well, there are a few, but they're hard to come up with. There's so many. So it's basically turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and then these egg roll wraps and cranberries and cider vinegar. Basically, you're going to take these egg roll wraps and you're going to put your turkey and your mashed potato or stuffing. Don't do both, please. And some cranberry in there. And roll them up and throw them in the deep fryer. And then you're going to have...
Ooh, the stuffing would be good.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It'd be a little lighter.
Right. Well, and potatoes got... You know, potatoes are good, but stuffing's got a lot of flavor.
Potatoes are common.
Right. Yep.
So then you take you take apple cider, sugar, vegetable oil, whatever, and you make up a nice little sweet and sour... cranberry sauce for it, and just something cool. I mean, do something different with your turkey. And yes, please turn that phone off.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, email this just in.
That's a Pac-Man.
Right.
So those are a couple things you can make with leftover turkey. I think the other big thing is turkey sandwiches, of course, but turkey club sandwich now takes it to a different level. You get some nice bacon. If you go to Sobeys, you can get their homemade bacon.
Right, which it's the thick stuff would be great for
this. Phenomenal.
Right.
And I would also throw some avocado in there.
Ooh, yeah.
And tomato. And it's going to be gigantic. And you're going to want to use thinly sliced white meat on that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But you could make like a photo-ready, beautiful
sandwich. See, and I bet when I make turkey sandwiches, I got to have some larrup on them, man, just because it's dry the second day after you've cut that breast off the bone. And
you got to have what?
Some larrup. Something to,
what's that?
Something to make her slide, baby. You know,
larrup,
yeah.
Never
so,
heard of it.
You know, do the, well, it's just a, that's a slang word for like mayonnaise, mustard,
oh.
ketchup, put it all together in some sort of a larrup.
Yeah.
And put
yeah,
it on
so,
there. I got to have it
never heard
wetter.
That before.
I got to have it wet.
We're Hellman's people at our house.
Right, right.
You're either like Miracle Whip or Hellman's.
Right. And I'm either. You know, they have a very distinct, different
taste. Very different,
taste.
Yep.
Yep, but I'm either. But, you know, mix a little, maybe a little mustard in with that Hellman's and make me just a little.
Dijonnaise
something. And, oh, that sandwich sounds like some man food. So it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man!
Feel like a man right now with a little bit of this Ellison Hazenstein. You'll find that at Siciliano's. Today's man law is when shaking hands, stand up, grip firmly, and look him in the eye.
Right.
Now, I was at my
this applies to the ladies too.
Yes,
right?
Him or her.
Right.
I was at my biggest client. It's in Lansing. It's called A1 Mechanical.
Okay.
It's a big carrier dealer. They do tons of new houses and apartments, all kinds of stuff. And there's this nice young kid out front. There's always somebody there filling out a job app. And this kid came out of Detroit, Northwestern Tech, went to a one-year HVAC program. And I started chatting with him, and I realized he had a spark. And I told him who I was. I showed him my shirt. And he stood up, and he grabbed my hand, and he gripped it like he had a mission.
Yep.
And I went back and I talked to the senior VP and I said, there's a kid out front right there right now. You got to hire him right now. Go interview him. Hire this kid. And yep. You know what? His whole appearance, his presence, everything he did, the fact that he's 19, went right out of high school into a one-year program.
Right. not coming out with $100,000 of debt from college,
came to the biggest
right?
contractor in town. Yeah.
Right.
He'll be making $60,000 a year like his first year.
Right.
You don't have to get an MBA.
Right. Yep, exactly. So coming up next, we're going to bring the turkey home.
We're Gunta.
And we got it. We're Gunta and a Gazinta. you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Thank you.